Yonder come a Miss Rosie, how in the world do you know? Well, I know about an apron and the dress she wore, Amarillo on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. Well, I'm going and ask the governor, he's trying to loosen my man, lift the midnight special, shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heaven of light on me. When you get up in the morning, when that big bell rings, you go to march to the table, be the same damn thing. Knife and fork are on the table, there's nothing in my pain. Never said a thing about it, have no trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me. Well, I went to the nation and the territory. Well, I thought about a girl I love, lived in Mexico. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me. You ever go to Houston, boys, you better walk right. And you better not squabble, and you better not fight. Bass and Bronco will arrest you, Hayden and Boone will take you down. You're gonna bet your bottom dollar, penitentiary bound. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heaven-loving light on me. Well, jumping little Judy, she was a mighty fine girl. Well, Judy brought jumping to this whole round world. Well, she brought it in the morning, just a wild old day. She brought me the news that my wife was dead. That started me to grieving, been hollering and crying. Now I begin to worry about a very long time.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.
Oh, worry not. iTunes did not pull the old switcheroo on you. This is Too Much Rock Podcast number 314, and I am your host, Sid Souter. We start things off there with a trip on the Midnight Special, as done by Lead Belly in about 1934, 1935, something like that. Though this song is much, much older than that. I found that song on a new compilation called Troubadours, Folk and the Roots of American Music. That is on disc one of part one, that compilation being released by Bear Family, certainly one of the best labels out there for archival reissues. I bought that used, not realizing that I only bought part one of a three-disc set, and then, of course, there are at least four sets total, so like 12 discs total, and I only have part one. What are the chances that I'm going to find parts or discs two and three of part one used somewhere else? Pretty slim, I guess. Well, it's okay. We'll move on to something that's a little more bread and butter. This is the band Slut Ever with the song Smother.
We'll be right back.
Oh man, that song is a rager, a wonderful, wonderful rager. That is Rats Rest from Kansas City, Missouri, with the song Permanent Catastrophe. That is the title track of the band's new EP, which was just released February 1st on Erstfektoriger Records. I don't speak German, can't help you there. How it is that a label run by one guy in southern Germany knows about a punk band in Kansas City that I've never heard of and I love, I have no idea, but he's definitely doing something right. Before that, we heard from Slut Ever from Los Angeles. The song we played was Smother, and that's on the almost famous cassette EP, which the band self-released back February of this year as well. So punk rock, so, well, out of my league. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. And that's how something like Lead Belly ends up next to Slut Ever. Well, welcome to my life. Let's go into a trio here of power pop songs, something a little more expected, I guess, from Too Much Rock. This is Dwight Twilley with the song Always.
We'll be right back.
Trio of songs there, starting off with Dwight Twilley with the song Always. That is the title track of his last album that came out back in November of last year on Big Oak Records. I believe that's his own label. Dwight, of course, has been around forever, part of kind of the original power pop movement, and still kicking it based out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Recently playing some dates with Josh Berwinger, and a split 7-inch just came out, I think on Goodland Records, with the two artists. I have not heard it, nor did I catch any of the shows where they were playing Kansas City and Lawrence recently, and that's very disappointing because I hear Dwight Twilley put on a fantastic show, and yeah, I'm a big Berwinger fan. After that, we heard from Modern Kicks with the song We're All Right. That's on the EP The Kicks Ain't All Right, self-released in February of this year. Band out of San Francisco, California. Mixing it up there a little bit of power pop, kind of a little bit of glam in there, some good things happening through and through. I think they're working on a new album, at least it looks like one is coming out, actually. I think the work maybe has already happened. I'll keep an eye on that because I'd like to hear more from that band. And then we ended the set off there with Mystery Date with the song Cosmos. That is from the album New Noir, which the band released January of this year. Self-released that one. A band out of Minneapolis, Minnesota there, and doing some very good things there. Well, I'm about out of time, so let me go ahead and get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 314. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. We've got, a quick look at the website this week. Some photos and video and an account went up of a show in Kansas City. Five wonderful punk rock bands. Lazy, Wet Ones, Gorlons, Phantom Head, and Drugs and Addicts played. And so you'll find photos and video of that show there. Nothing else much happening there. Looking at the concert calendar, well, maybe... you're interested in the Andrew Jackson Jihad on the 29th at the Granada, 31st Bad Religion at Liberty Hall. on the 1st of Montreal playing at the Granada, and the 7th, Father John Misty at the Granada. I think Record Bar 4-9 Liturgy is playing, and gosh, I sure hope I can make it to that show. At TT's in Boston, Jeremy Innick from Sunny Day Real Estate's playing. That's going to be a good show. I have no idea how, but I really want to see Lemuria playing at the Jackpot on the 12th. The 14th, Mountain Goats are playing at the Boston House of Blues. The 22nd, Speedy Ortiz at the Sinclair here in Cambridge. If you're in Kansas City, of course, the 24th and 25th, you have the Middle of the Map Fest. But if you're in Boston, the 24th is All About X-Hex at Great Scott. The 26th, Slater Kinney playing the Uptown in Kansas City. The 13th, Waxahachie at the Sinclair here in Boston-ish. The 21st, The Business is playing Riot Room, and that's going to be a great show. I think Uncouth are playing that as well. The 24th, Insepharam playing at the Brighton Music Hall if you want to get your folk metal on. The 31st, Speedy Ortiz playing at the Riot Room there in Kansas City. And X-Hex back at the Sinclair on the 13th of, we're out in June now. Let's not even talk about June. Let's not even talk about that. We still got snow on the ground here in Boston. It snowed yesterday, 3 inches. Anyway, so let's get rid of the mock outrage and play one more song. Oh, this will give you more things to outrage about. It's black metal. Sorry about that, but you know the rules. If I get it, if it finds its way to my collection, it's going to have to find its way to the podcast. So those of you who aren't interested, you can go ahead and turn things off now. This is a band from Germany. I believe the band's name is Hulrunar, H-U-L-R-U-N-A-R. Who knows? And the album is Niederkunft. And boy, I should probably learn some foreign languages before I, Anyway, the song is called Devils, Devils Everywhere, which is a very fun song. And it has a refrain in English, so you can sing along even if your German is as bad as mine. Came out March 3rd on Prophecy Records. And, I think this is a good album. Normally, I'm more of a kind of a pagan metal guy. This band evidently has roots in pagan metal, and so I'm feeling that a little bit there. But this is pretty much straight up black metal. So, put on your corpse paint and, be evil or something. We'll talk again next week.
Welcome the Wiz.
His genital is sore and scaly, and his semen cold as ice. Disturbed by our painful interrogation, the god's compassion she yelled, and know how merciful we were. The burning flames of the stake may slacken the torture in hell.